Hello, it's Tina Brinkley Potts, and welcome to Fall. I named the show Fall because I'd like to think I start the day with a full cup by making sure I'm feeling happy, healthy, and whole. And when you decide to face the world that way, life changes. It changes dramatically. Opportunities begin to light up. People just stop and talk to you out of the blue for no reason. And, you know, you begin to feel like you're living an enchanted life. Listen, those are my words for this year. My words for 2016 are epic, enchanted life. And I can tell you I'm living that. Some things have just become so magnificent that I can't even explain it. And I want you to be able to have that too. So if you haven't listened to any of the previous episodes, please go back and listen to some of them. We've done a 30-day prosperity challenge. We've done, we've talked about suicide. We've talked about, even my daughter and I did a show together where we talked about an organization called Young Life. So there's different shows in here, that really could help you and, really begin to see how living from a full cup changes your life. So first and foremost, I want to thank you for being here. I don't take that lightly, especially because I've made it a point not to overscript these shows. I've made it a point not to be very, you know, because I had an intro, if you listen to like the first few episodes, and I kind of gotten rid of that because I really just wanted this to be heart to heart, right? I really wanted this to be, it's just how I'm viewing the world for the day and, you know, what has worked in either my life, my clients' lives, my friends' lives, whoever it is that is putting me on speed dial to help them through something. Do I think I know everything? No. But I can tell you what has worked for me, and I can also tell you what has worked for a lot of other people. So believe me, my mission in life, my number one thing that I'm meant to do is help people create their own economy. And a lot of people think that means, okay, helping people make millions of dollars or whatever, and yes, I do that. But having your own economy could mean that you just want $2,000 a month, you know, because if you had an extra $2,000 a month, you wouldn't have to worry about anything. So it isn't my version. It is always your version. And I'm really, really good at it. So just by changing you, and a lot of times, a lot of people think it's because of the systems I put in place or the efficiencies or whatever it may be. The bottom line is it has to start from you, and it has to start from a willingness to get out of your own head and kind of not worry about what other people think. And so that's going to make this show sound kind of crazy, because the title of this show is If Other People Could See What You Thought, You Would Change Your Thoughts Quickly. Now, again, because I'm normally telling you to not worry about what everybody else thinks, and I'm still saying that. But what I know is that if people could see what you thought, you'd change them quickly. Because, you know, think about it. Most people get up and they get dressed, and whether they're dressing in something, you know, from Target or dressing in something from Neiman Marcus or some other store, most of the time when you get dressed because of how you think somebody else is going to perceive how you look. And you put on this great exterior, right? And you put on these things of making it look like you have it all together. And so if people could actually see what you were thinking, you would change it really quickly, because if you what you're doing on the inside doesn't match what you're doing on the outside, you feel it drastically. So let's really dive into this thought. So first and foremost, like a lot of times when I'm helping someone and I'm helping them, you know, become more successful, they want to make more money, every single time, okay? And believe me, this is a thing I do over and over every day. Today alone, I have 6 different coaching sessions. And most of the time, I don't even do individual. So, like in my group programs, I mean, there's always a group of people. But I'm saying that because every single time there is the inherent issue behind what is stalling their success is the idea of what someone else is going to think. Now, we can mask that into so many different ways, right? We mask it in so many different ways. And so what happens is like, we're good at putting the front, right? We're good at making it look like everything is together. But whatever your dominant thought is, that is what is going to shape your life. And I could talk about it in the woo-woo way, right? I could talk about it in a metaphysical way or a, a spiritual way, whichever way you want to look at it. And one of my clients just recently told me, she was like, it's not woo-woo. And I was like, I know it's not woo-woo, but I just use that because I don't mind being called woo-woo. So I don't take woo-woo as a bad term. But we can look at it that way, right? We can look at it from principles from the Bible or principles from other religious texts. Or we could also look at it by productivity, by neuroscience. Whatever is your dominant thought, it's going to govern your life. So if you believe that things are bad, things are always going to be bad. So let's talk about how it looks for someone that sits down and wants success, but they don't really truly believe they can have it. Even if they're doing the task that they asked you to, number one, that you asked them to, it takes longer. So what should take 15 minutes takes 4 days before you get it. Now, watch what happens in those 4 days. In the 4 days, you've probably called 3 people saying you don't understand why you should be doing this. You've probably also talked yourself out of why it's not going to work. You've done all of these things. Then you sat down to do it. And now you're taking all of that energy with you. You're taking, I don't believe this is going to work. So you're not giving your 100% the best that you have the capabilities to, because you're not, your system, your energy, your thought pattern isn't even in delivering the best. I mean, think about athletes, right? We're watching the Olympics right now. And I think the best example was Michael Phelps, you know, of course, swimming, right? You know, Michael Phelps in the United States is a big swimmer. And the thing that was so funny was, I don't even remember which country he was from, but there was this guy who was standing in front of Michael Phelps as they were waiting for their event. And it was like you could tell he was trying to psych him out or something. And he was sitting there and he was making all of this movement and everything. And all of the commentators couldn't do anything but crack up. I mean, they were like, what is he doing? Is he trying to get in his head? And so he was so focused on trying to psych out Michael Phelps that in the race, when he was in the water, he was looking over to see what Michael Phelps was doing. And Michael Phelps was in his zone. Even sitting there, he wasn't going to give him his attention. Of course, he caught his eye a couple of times, but you could see he was like, you know what, this game, I'm not even getting involved in this. And he literally kept his earphones in, kept his concentration. When he was in the water, he was concentrating on swimming, and look at the results. You know, he came out with gold. So over the course of the events. Now, listen, there are many times when other people know, they go, you know what, she may be good, but I can psych her out. I can psych her out all day. And this especially happens with coaches that work online. Man, let me tell you, if somebody says boo to them, they are done. They run in a hole and they hide for weeks. Oh my God. And then a lot of times they even actually change what they're doing because somebody else said boo. So just like in the example of sports, you're allowing someone else to psych you out from what you're doing. And so bottom line is that even though you think people can't see what you are, they can. They can read you and see, oh man, all I have to do is go blank, 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 and she's going to run and hide. But you think they don't know. You think they don't know simply because it looks really good. You dress really nice. You talk very good. Now, I know this is going to resonate with a lot of people. And I know some people are probably going to think she's talking about me, especially some of my clients. But listen, you are not alone. You are not alone. But what I can tell you is for as long as you don't begin to mind what is going on through your head, you can't, it can't fix. Like, I told someone the other day, listen, just take and really look at what you're thinking, you know, set a timer, just set a timer every hour. When that timer goes off, write down the thought you were thinking. And if you don't lie to yourself, if things aren't going the way that you want it to go, what you're going to realize is that that thought is a negative thought. That thought is everything that you have happening right now. That thought is, I'm not getting any clients. The thought is, I'm not doing this. I can't do that. And that is what's keeping you. You know, it's like a catch-22. I was talking to someone who's doing a concert, and she was like, you know, Tina, I have everything except for my headliner. And I want investors, but I'm in the catch-22 because I, you know, in order to get the investors, I got to have the headliner. In order to pay for the headliner, I got to have investors. And I was like, whoop, let me pull you back and let me help you rethink what you have going on. Number one, you have all of the other people lined up. You should be dripping out all of those names and building the hype, because guess what's going to happen? With all of those other people that she has in this concert, she would already be selling even before she announced who the headliner is. So because she was stuck in a pattern of thought, oh my God, I don't have the headliner. Oh my God, I need investors. Oh my God, she could not be resourceful and understand the resources that she already had. And that's technically what continues to happen. So think about it. Have you trained a lot for something? I mean, really trained. You know, you go in every day. I have a lot of people that tell me, Tina, I work hard every day, but I'm not getting anywhere. And I said, okay, let's really dissect what you're working hard on. And most of the time, what we find is what they're working hard on is they're working hard on still hiding whatever that thing is in what everybody else thinks. Oh, I can't say that because if I say that, I'm going to hurt this person's feelings. Now, you're not intending on hurting anybody's feelings. What you're doing is you're giving yourself a reason why you can't step up and be who you are. Maybe it's that you should be reaching out to people and making, you know, contacts with people, but you're afraid because what if they say, stop contacting me? Okay, they say, stop contacting me. What if they say, you know, it's always aversion. And so when you decide that what you want is more important than what everybody else thinks, when you decide that what I think behind the scenes really does matter because it really does show up on the outside. So no matter how much I'm pinning myself up to look like this is what I am, people are seeing through it. I can blame it on everybody else. I could say it's everybody else's fault. But if you do just these simple things that I talked about in this episode, you will see what the real issue is. And the real issue, 100% of the time, is where your energy is and what you're doing. And again, go look at athletes. Go look at the ones that are successful. Go look at the ones, I mean, you know, the ones that are successful and the ones that aren't. It isn't because one of them, you know, is doing more practice than the other. I mean, that could be it, right? But most of the time, if you say equal practice, here's athlete A and here's athlete B. Both of them practice the same amount of time. Both of them have the same amount of talent. Both of them have, everything is equal. What's the difference between the one that becomes the superstar and the one that's coming off the bench, right? And you know what the difference is? How they look at it from their mind. I am the best. You know, and it's funny because the one that becomes the superstar, we want to call them cocky, or we want to call, you know, the egotistical or whatever. But you know the only, you know what it is? They believe in what they have, their God-given abilities, the amount that they've practiced more than they believe in what other people have to think. And they also are not going to talk themselves out of it. They're going to talk themselves into it. Have you ever seen where something, it looks like somebody, you know, when somebody has a big game or a big whatever it is, you know, it looks like something else just takes over? That is what really happens. Something else takes over. But that can never happen if in your head you're going, this isn't going to work. Oh my God, what do they think? Oh my God, is there spinach in my teeth? If that's what's going through your head every time you're doing whatever it is that you're putting out in the world, it's showing up, even though you may think you're covering it up. So for this next day, matter of fact, the next 2 days, try this. Set a timer every hour. Look at what you're thinking. If it isn't what you want, go back to one of the episodes. I think it's called Pivoting or something like that, and learn how to work your way up. Learn how to change that thought. Because the thought could be, oh, now I see why this isn't working. That's enough to get started. Oh, that's right, I am doing this. I didn't think I was, but I am. Oh, now what can I do? How can I make this better? How can I have a better performance? How can I? And you could just literally start asking those questions. But every time, you don't have to figure it out in one swoop, and that's what a lot of us want to do, and then we start beating ourselves up because we didn't figure it out in one swoop. And most of the time, that's not logical. What is logical is that you can take and go, okay, I see this now. Okay, I'm going to choose something different. You know what? Now that I see it, how can I do better? And just keep doing, and then every day it will get better and better because it really is about a practice. So if you have any topics that you would like to hear, you know, send them to us at topics@tinabrinkleypotts.com. I hope this helped you. I mean, again, I know it seems like it's all in your business, right? All up in your Kool-Aid, as they used to say. But if we don't start looking at the reality of how we're playing into what we're getting, then we keep getting what we're getting. Most of the time, we want to blame other people, and we want to say it's somebody else's fault, and it's always that thing that we don't have that's preventing us from getting to where we want to go. But if you just start looking and going, you know what, this success is non-negotiable. What I get, what I want, I deserve, and that's non-negotiable. That isn't even up for discussion. It changes the game. So I hope to see you in the next episode. Remember to subscribe in iTunes so that you can get notifications as soon as the next show goes live. And please rate the shows. Thank you so much. Have a great day.